It's In the Moment from SDPB Radio. I'm Matt Wiesner with Summer with the Symphony. Each week through the summer months, performances from the past year from the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. And today, the first half of a long symphony written late in Tchaikovsky's career. It isn't heard often today. South Dakota Symphony Orchestra music director Delta David Geyer talked with Laurie Walsh here on In the Moment.
This Manfred Symphony of Tchaikovsky is an unusual beast. It's a late symphony of Tchaikovsky. It comes between his fourth and fifth. So it's a mature work, but it's not done very often. So the question is why? I have two answers for that. And one is that I don't think that people are familiar with Lord Byron anymore, who wrote the dramatic poem Manfred. And secondly, because the piece is actually constructed as a bunch of vignettes picturing moments throughout this dramatic poem. And so my idea was to let's have an actor come in and actually read Lord Byron during the work, leading in between all these sections to bring us into the story and hear how Tchaikovsky interpreted it.
And Daryl Ficklum is just wonderful at those interpretations. I can't wait.
Indeed.
That's Delta David Geyer with Laurie Walsh here on In the Moment from SDPB. And here is the music. We'll hear this symphony over the course of 2 weeks. Today, part one, it's the first two movements of the Manfred Symphony by Tchaikovsky. Here is Delta David Geyer leading the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra with actor Daryl Fichtbaum on Summer with the Symphony here on SDPB.
The lamp must be replenished. But even then, it will not burn so long as I must watch. My slumbers, if I slumber, are not sleep, but a continuance of enduring thought, which then I can resist not in my heart. There is a vigil, and these eyes but close to look within. And yet I live, and I bear the aspect and form of breathing men. I have done men good, and I have met with good, even among men. But this availed not. I have had my foes, and none have baffled. Many have fallen before me. But this availed not. Good or evil, life, powers, passions, all I see in other beings have been to me as rain on the sands. Since that all nameless hour, I have no dread and feel the curse to have no natural fear, nor fluttering throb that beats with hopes or wishes or lurking love of something on the earth. mysterious agency. Ye spirits of the unbounded universe, whom I have sought in darkness and in light. Ye who do encompass the earth about and dwell in subtler essence. Ye to whom the tops of mountains inaccessible are haunts. And earths and oceans, caves, familiar things. I call upon ye by the written charm, which gives me power upon you. Rise, appear! They come not yet. Now, by the voice of him who is the first among you, by the sign which makes you tremble, by the claims of him who is undying, rise, appear! Appear! A tyrant spell, which had its birthplace in a star condemned, the burning wreck of a demolished world. By the strong curse which is upon my soul, I do compel ye to my will. Appear! What wouldst thus with us, son of mortals, say?
Forgetfulness.
Of whom and why?
Of that which is within me.
Read it there. I, you know it. I cannot utter it. We can but give thee that which we possess. Ask of a subject's sovereignty, the power or earth, a whole or a portion, or a sign which shall control the elements whereof we are the dominators, each and all. These shall be thine.
No, oblivion. Self-oblivion. Can ye not wring from out these hidden realms ye offer so profusely what I ask?
It is not in our essence, in our skill, but thou mayest die.
Will death bestow it upon me?
We are immortal, and do not forget, we are eternal. And to us the past is, as the future, present. Art thou answered?
I then, you mock me.
Answer, or I will teach you what I am. We have replied in telling ye, the thing mortals call death hath not to do with us.
Oh. I then have called you from your realms in vain.
Ye cannot,
nor ye will not, aid me.
What we possess we offer. It is thine. Bethink ere thou dismiss us. Ask again. Kingdom and sway and strength and length of days.
Ah, accursed! What have I to do with days? They are too long already. Hence, begone.
Thank you.
from my youth upwards, my spirit walked not with the souls of men, nor looked upon the earth with human eyes. The thirst of their ambition was not mine. The aim of their existence was not mine. My joys, my griefs, my passions, my powers, they made me a stranger. Though I wore the form, I had no sympathy with breathing flesh. Nor amidst the creatures of clay that girded me was there but one who... But of her, anon. She was like me in lineaments. Her eyes, her hair, her features, all to the very tone. Even of her voice, they said, was like to mine. But softened all, and tempered into beauty. She had the same lone thoughts and wanderings, the quest of hidden knowledge and a mind to comprehend the universe. Nor these alone, but with them a gentler power than mine. Pity and smiles and tears, which I had not, and tenderness, but that I had for her. Humility, and that I never had. Her faults were mine. Her virtues were her own. I loved her, and I destroyed her. Not with my hand, but with my heart. It gazed on mine and withered. I have shed blood, but not hers. And yet her blood was shed. I saw, and I could not stanch it.
Thank you.
are the fools of time and terror. Days steal on us and steal from us. Yet we live, loathing our life and dreading still to die. In all the days of this detested yoke, this vital weight upon the struggling heart, which sinks with sorrow, or beats quick with pain, or joy that ends in agony or faintness, and yet I draw back from death, as from a stream in winter, though the chill be but a moment's. If I had never lived, that which I love had still been living. Had I never loved, that which I love would still be beautiful, happy, and giving happiness. What is she? What is she now? A sufferer for my sins. Within a few hours, I shall not call in vain. I'll join her. Yet in this hour, I dread the thing I dare. Until this hour, I never shrunk to gaze on spirit, good or evil. And now, I tremble. The night approaches. It is not noon. The sunbow's rays still arch the torrent with the many hues of heaven, and roll the sheeted silver's waving column o'er the crag's headlong perpendicular, and fling its lines of foaming light along and to and fro like the pale courser's tail, the giant steed to be strode by death. As told in the apocalypse, no eyes but mine now drink this sight of loveliness. I should be sole in this sweet solitude, and with the spirit of the place divide the homage of these waters. I will call her. Beautiful spirit, with thy hair of light and dazzling eyes of glory, in whose form the charms of the earth's least mortal's daughters grow to an unearthly stature, in an essence of purer elements, while the hues of youth, rocked by the beating of her mother's heart, or the rose tints which the summer's twilight leaves upon the lofty glaciers' virgin snow, the blush of earth embracing with her heaven. I call thee thus, and gaze on thee a moment. Son of Earth, I know thee for a man of many thoughts and deeds, good and evil, extreme in both, fatal and fated in thy sufferings. I have expected this. What wouldst thou with me? To look upon thy beauty, nothing further. The face of the earth hath maddened me, and I take refuge in her mysteries, and pierce to the abodes of those who govern her. But they can do nothing to aid me. I have sought from them what they could not bestow, and now I search no further.
Thank you.
recorded by Earsay at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls on February 29th, the first two movements of Tchaikovsky's Manfred Symphony. I'm Matt Wiesner. Thanks for joining us today, and join us again next week as we continue with the last half of this symphony. That is coming up next time on Summer with the Symphony here on SDPB.